we have a really good food cart scene in Madison. And when you have food carts, you have to find places to work. I mean, they have to have a base kitchen to work from because you can't produce in the food cart. And you can't do it out of your home kitchen because you actually have to have a certified separate kitchen. So it's the trying to find spaces to rent. There's a lot of different rules, and they've been getting tougher and tougher on things, so it makes it harder for the restaurant owner and for the cart owner. It just makes it a little bit of a challenge.
Is this the new look for restaurants now? Is this sort of a new trend, and we're going to see the culture of being a restaurateur or a food producer change? Is that ever changing?
You're still going to see people opening up restaurants and doing the dream restaurant type thing. I've worked for a few of those people in the past. But what this is allowing is more specialization. So you have somebody like Mandy from Mandy's Mood Food, who she can do a lot of stuff, but her passion is hot sauce. So she could have a restaurant where it really featured her hot sauce, but that's more than what she wants to do. Maybe down the line, that's where she'll end up going, but she's looking more, she can make a fantastic hot sauce. She's got a couple varieties. So she can concentrate on that, and then she can sell that to the restaurants or to the stores, that kind of thing. And then we're working with Wibbick and with a few other places and with some local business people that are mentoring and doing business plans with these people to say, okay, here's the 1 year, 5 year, 10 year plan. So you have this, we're going to use the kitchen, and in 5 years, are we looking at, do you want to have your own space? In 10 years, are you looking, you want a full-blown restaurant?
When you have the opportunity for so many people in the community who may specialize in chocolates or a hot sauce, or maybe they make an awesome butter cake, talk to me about what that does for the community to have this sort of space available to its users.
It really adds a diversity of everything. I mean, you get a better variety of all different products that can then go out, if it's in the stores, if it's at the farmers markets, if it's at different restaurants, so that your restaurants can really concentrate on what they're good at, or your stores can concentrate on what they're good at, and they don't have to be the jack of all trades. So, in the traditional French restaurant, you have a saucier, you have a pastry chef, you've got a guy whose only specialty is fish. You have all these different people, but realistically, that just doesn't happen anymore. You don't have most restaurants, you've got a chef, you don't even have a sous chef most time. You got some line cooks and you got some prep guys, and everybody does everything. In order to go for fine French dining, it's two people to a table, it's a 3 to 4 hour event, it's having food prepared at your table, it's all this stuff, which is great and grand and fantastic, but nobody has the time for it anymore. And another big thing that's changed that trend is, frankly, the Food Network. People cook better at home now than they did 20 years ago. There are more people that when they build their house, they build a new house, and the center of that house is not the living room, it's not the den, it's the kitchen. They're putting in kitchens where they actually have stools around their islands so that people can sit and chat and have a cup of wine while they're cooking. And it's become more of an event to have an in-house meal and have everybody over, and they're doing fancier stuff than what they're actually going out to eat half the time. So, yeah, I think it's a multi-front change, but I don't think it's a bad thing.
In a really shiny, high-tech equipment kind of way, you've recreated that single hearth that we all cook at.
Yeah, and that really is the idea. My whole job here is, I say I'm the cat herder. I'm the facilitator. My job is to talk to all the users, find out what they want, what they're doing, and then get them working together. So we might have, we have the tilt skillet and the steam jacketed kettle here, and we have somebody who wants to do soups. But then we might have somebody else who says, well, I just want to use the grill and I want to use the oven. Well, great. Bob, meet Joe. Joe, meet Bob. Why don't you guys work together? You can split the cost of it. You can work together. You guys can source stuff together rather than everybody having to order separate things. And yeah, really be able to get that together, get people working together better, which is great. It's funny, you talk about communal cooking and whatnot. I grew up in Door County, and Southern Door, Brussels, still every year has their Booyah meal. Everybody in the community brings in ingredients for the Booyah, and it just gets cooked in big pots all day long. And at the end of the night, everybody gets a big bowl of Booyah, and you've got bands playing, and it's a big community event. That's the great thing with food, is food really can be a family event, a community event, and food brings people together. So while this is a North Side business, and it's run by the North Side nonprofit and North Side community, it's not just the north side. We want, you know, we have somebody from Fitchburg, we have people from Verona, we have people from all over Madison. It's making that larger area into a smaller community that can all work from the same place and work together.